Hello and welcome back to Cherish Ephesians 6:4. This week's article is titled, Have You Experienced a Miracle Lately? During the last 5 weeks, I've witnessed God doing extraordinary things in the life of my brother who suffered a massive heart attack and eventually was blessed with a heart transplant. I've seen the amazing use of life support technology, the tender and loving care from his caregivers, the brilliance of the surgeons, 2 code blues and successful resuscitations, and much, much more. By the way, did you know that a heart harvested from a person who has passed continues to beat in a certain oxygenated environment? It's crazy. Anyway, as many others and I walked through these last 5 weeks, it became quite common to hear the descriptor of events as miraculous. But I thought, were we actually experiencing miracles? Here's how the trusted Merriam-Webster's dictionary defines the word miracle. It says, an extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs, such as the healing miracles in the Gospels. If I take that definition as my guide, I will argue that we did not experience the miracles of God. What we did experience were things that God does through his providential governing of the world, and he does those things to show his goodness to both the Christian and the non-Christian. In other words, it was not unusual that my brother received a new heart at Piedmont Hospital. In fact, hundreds of people go through the transplant process and receive a new heart each year. In addition to Webster's definition of a miracle, I spent some time looking up what other sources say about miracles, and I must say there are quite a few opinions about miracles. Some denied the existence of miracles, some had many categories and ideas about miracles, and even one believed that you could tell God to give you a miracle. However, much of Orthodox Christianity believes that the healing and other miracles were used by God in the early church, and they're no longer active today. God had a specific purpose for them at that time, such as validating the preaching and teaching of God's word. But today's guiding light and source of truth is the precious word of God that we call the Bible. For me, I need to break down things into fairly simple categories in order to find application in my life. So I came up with 2 categories of miracles. The first category I would call one-time extraordinary miracles of God. These are the recorded events that dramatically illustrate the power and sovereignty of God over all things and how he uses them for his purposes. These miracles illustrate God's ability to intervene in what we may call the normal behavior of nature, or the things that we see every day. He's able to do these things because he's not only the God who created the universe, but he is the God who established and governs the rules of nature, and he holds it all together. Examples of one-time extraordinary miracles of God are the flood in Genesis 7 and 8, the 10 plagues, Exodus 7 through 12, parting the sea, Exodus 14, water from a rock, Exodus 17, and manna from heaven, Exodus 16. Much of the Bible, especially the Old Testament, gives praise to God for these one-time extraordinary miracles in the Psalms and the songs of God's men. And of course, there are the mighty acts of the Lord Jesus in Mark 2, 1 through 11, Mark 7, 34, John 2, 11, 6, 1 through 14, 6, 19, 9, 1 through 7, and many, many others. With this category of miracles in mind, I will say that we did not experience any miracles at the hospital. But then there's category 2, which I'm calling the daily miracles of the Lord. These are the things that we live in every day and are no less extraordinary acts of God than the one-time miracles. Some examples? The expectation that the stars and the galaxies will all be held in such a way that the earth is never too far or too close to the sun, thereby giving us the only planet in the universe suitable for life. There's the daily provision of water, plant life, and other sources of food. There's the ability of man to continue to grow in knowledge, thereby using all sorts of resources in the earth to create machines and technology that blesses our lives. Like the life support machinery my brother was dependent on for many days to stay alive. And the unfolding revelation of the greatness of God from scientific exploration of the universe at the micro level, think molecular and DNA, all the way to the macro level, think of the growing number of galaxies that have been discovered through advanced telescopes. Think of the DNA in the heart from the donor that continued to beat as it waits for a new home. It's miraculous. And the creation of new humans through birth. These were the kinds of miracles that we experienced at the hospital, and it compelled us to worship God. But then I thought, why are we worshiping Him for these things at this time, and not in this way every day? And I think the answer is that we were forced to see it. Yes, we were stripped of our concerns for other things in life, and we were desperately looking for the Lord to deliver my brother from death. And realizing how weak my praise and thanksgiving is daily, apart from my experience at the hospital, I was ashamed. Have we become people that are numb to the glory of God in His daily miraculous work? Do we enjoy the gifts that He has given us, but forget to give thanks to the giver? Romans 1 has a great warning for us. It describes the non-believer as one who knows God, but does not give thanks to Him, and in refusing to do so, hardens their hearts. Can we allow ourselves to think, even for a moment, like a non-believer? Of course, the greatest miracle of all time is the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That extraordinary miracle of God is both a Category 1 time, and a Category 2 daily, because His one-time dying for all has provided everything we need for our daily and forever miraculous salvation. His finished work 2,000 years ago provides the basis not only for eternal salvation, but for our daily walk and worship as the Father makes us more like His Son, something that is also miraculous. Not only does the Lord Jesus live, His Spirit is living and working in us for our good each day. I'm proposing to myself, and then to you, that we need to regularly ask God to give us the grace to see His daily miracles with eyes of worship. And we need to apply this to our children as well. Let them not grow up not acknowledging what God is doing every day. Going back to God's instructions to parents in Deuteronomy 11, 1 through 8, we may not be able to tell our kids of the great miracles that the Israelites experienced personally in the Old Testament, but we can point them to the everyday extraordinary acts of the Lord. And why? Because He is worthy. Speaking of worthy to worship, have you considered family worship? You may be blessed by the short booklet called Rediscovering the Lost Treasure of Family Worship. And you can listen to it on YouTube or Apple Podcast using the links in the article below. Thanks so much for listening in. See you next time.